This Sunday, June 3rd, the High Meadow School will hold the 6th annual Ride the Ridge Bike Challenge to benefit the High Meadow Performing Arts Center, sponsored by Simhara Portal of the Heart in Stone Ridge, New York. The ride is listed as one of the top cycling rides in the nation by Bicycling Magazine, and they have done that for the second time, so yay for them. Here now to tell us more are Paul Rickoff, he is the chair for Ride the Ridge Bike Challenge, and Michelle Hughes of the High Meadow School, the director of that school. And it's a great pleasure to have Paul and Michelle before our microphones. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Good to be here.
So let's see, which came first, the chicken or the egg? So let us talk about, Paul, about the event and how you ultimately came to this to help the school.
Well, this came about 6 years ago. A gentleman by the name of Bud Clark, who was an avid rider and a parent at High Meadow, who saw the need that there for an event that would specifically target the Performing Arts Center, if I've got that correct. Mm-hmm. And that's what this Ride the Ridge event is. It raises funds for the Performing Arts Center that's located at High Meadow, but that is open for public events, so the public can come and enjoy it and use it for plays and music and things like that. And it has grown ever since. It grows every year, and last year we had nearly 400 participants, and we're expecting, especially with good weather forecasted for this year, we're expecting about the same or even more. So we're really looking forward to it. And one of the points I want to make about Ride the Ridge is that it's not a race. We call it a bike challenge, and so each individual can challenge themselves to go as fast or as slow as they want. And if completing the 50-mile ride is their challenge, then that the accomplishment is just crossing the finish line.
Yes. so then there's the 50-mile, and then you have a 25-mile, a 12-mile, and then a 5-mile.
We have a 50, a 30, 11, and a 5.
Okay.
Sorry if I gave you the wrong information.
No,
that's
all right.
But
we'll blame
yes,
it on Charlie.
Right. Exactly. So there's really a ride for every skill level. The 5-mile ride is a family ride. We encourage families to come out with their kids to take on that ride. And everybody should know the route, we've been doing this now for 6 years, so the routes are very well marked. We have about 100 volunteers that are out there on the routes making sure people take the right turns, that they're well hydrated, and if there's an issue or somebody doesn't feel up to finishing it, we do have sag wagons that come behind and can pick people up. So everything's well. We take the riders' safety very seriously and want everybody to enjoy the day. And the other thing is that when before the race or after the race, if you want, you can take advantage of Simhara, who's going to be there with their staff to give free table massages before and after the race. So if your muscles need a little warming up or a little smoothing out after the race, get a table massage from Simhara.
They are there. Let us talk to Michelle Hughes of High Meadow School and the director there. So this is, give us a sense of the High Meadow School, your mission, and how this ultimately helps.
Well, High Meadow School is a not-for-profit, progressive, independent school. And that's a mouthful, but what it really means is that school is committed not only to an education that's responsive and responsible, to children. But it also means that we're committed to building a sense of community and that community be reflective of our community in which the school resides. And in order to do that, we really need to keep the school affordable. And that's where these events come in. So what these events do is they enable us to continually defray the cost of running the school so that we can continually keep tuition low and be available to as many families as possible.
How many students grow?
We have 165 students.
And grade?
In nursery through eighth grade.
Okay.
Yep.
And then they will typically make the transition to?
To high school. And many go back to their districts and complete their high school years in their local districts. And a number will go on to other independent high schools.
How many different districts do you serve?
We serve 5 different districts, everywhere from Onteora down to Wallkill.
So that's a large area.
Yes, it's quite a large area.
Yeah. Do you work with those districts as well? I mean, you have to be friends in that, I assume.
We do, in the sense that we have to make sure that the kids are prepared, in part, to be in any learning environment.
Right.
So that when they return to their schools, they are ready. But the other piece is that we have to make it possible for people who come from a far-flung area to feel a sense of community at the school. And so there are lots of opportunities for parents and children to gather at High Meadow and be part of a collective learning environment.
That what is a collective learning environment?
It is a place where everyone participates, in which parents participate, teachers, children, in which board members are very involved. It is a participatory learning community in that way. And I think that events like Ride the Ridge actually really contribute to that sense.
Mm. If I can give an example, yeah. I'm not just a chair.
I'm
a parent as well.
I guess that. But okay.
I'm not just philanthropic about schools. My son Ian, who is six and he's in the kindergarten class, comes home regularly and is very excited about the reading program where he's learning to read, but not just from his teachers. They bring in a older student from the sixth grade who comes in is his reading partner. So I think that's great. He gets not only to learn how to read, but he also gets to learn how to interact with kids considerably older than him.
Typically, class size is what?
It changes over the years from 12 to 14 in the early grades to 15 to 17 to 17 to 18 in the upper grades.
Right. And but smaller than your typical
classroom,
which really gives you a lot of flexibility.
A teacher and an assistant in every class, and so the kids really do feel like they're supported and have adults around them.
And is there a typical class day as would be in a public school of the, you know, periods?
Yes, I mean
sections
there's
and so forth.
Yeah,
so that structure.
Definitely, there's a curriculum in place. The curriculum is homegrown based on what we know about children and what's age appropriate and what's current, and what they're going to need when they go out into the world. And then there's there is an in-depth arts program that is integral. It's not a luxury. It's integral to what we do.
And this benefit specifically goes to the Performing Arts Center.
Yes, and we have put a lot of work into that center this year, and that is largely because it is so well used by the children and outside presenters, and we want to be able to see them and hear them, and also honor the productions that they create. So these funds go to really support the arts programming.
The Ride the Ridge Bike Challenge will take place. It's a sixth annual, by the way, and it takes place this Sunday, June 3rd. And Paul, so how can people, so I assume people can either help out by doing the bike race or watching someone else do it. Is that right? Or
absolutely. Yeah. They should, for a lot more information, they go to ridetheridge.org.
Yes.
And that's where you can register. There's a $35 fee for that. You can go and register at any time. You can register the day of. We'd encourage you to come register early. The event starts at 8:30 in the morning for the 50-mile ride, and then it's a staggered start for the other rides. The family ride starts at 11. And we just ask people to get there about 30 minutes early so they can, you know, get their bibs and kind of, and we have plenty of food and water and everything for people to enjoy beforehand and afterwards as well. So go to ridetheridge.org for a lot more information.
It's ridetheridge.org for more information. The sixth annual Ride the Ridge Bike Challenge to benefit the High Meadow Performing Arts Center is this Sunday, June 3rd. Again, ridetheridge.org for more information. Paul and Michelle, I wish you all the luck in the world. Have a beautiful Sunday. We'll pray for wonderful weather, and I thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Joe.
A great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.